Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And welcome to the Juul Network. This is the Dr. Juul Balancing Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Juul. And this show is being brought to you by TJN, the Juul Network, bringing you the sciences of life and living on the Juul Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as usual, we are discussing the effects of sacred geometry on the evolution of the human brain. And last week we talked about the children, and we were so excited, and we still are, about the children's program that we are offering for children of parents who have balanced brains. And with all the things that are going on now on the planet, et cetera, not only do we as adults need to have balanced brains, definitely also our children. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that from last week. And then we have a wonderful individual, Ms. Sharon Cole, who is going to call us a little later and share with us her experience as a balanced brain individual attending the Advanced Discipline Workshop that was held in Jamaica just last month. So, you know, of course, I'm always going to say everything is wonderful because I just am just fabulously, incredibly in love with balancing the brain and growing neurons. But I want you to hear for yourself what others are thinking about the capacity to go into areas of the brain they've never experienced before. And we teach you how to do this once the neurons of the brain are all communicating and integrated. So we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, and let's listen a little more about why it's so important to ensure that the nervous system of our children is in alignment with the universal template of nervous system, and that's what the Balancing Program does. We'll be right back after this moment, after this message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Juul. OrganoGold provides fine coffee, green tea, and hot chocolate products blended with the remarkable mushroom known as Ganoderma, referred to by the Cantonese as Ling Shi, the herb of spiritual potency. Ganoderma improves the immune system, increases metabolism, eliminates toxins and free radicals, as well as provides energy and vitality. OrganoGold products are a delicious solution that can help ensure that your health and energy balance is one prepared for a lifestyle of longevity. Click the banner on thejuulnetwork.net or send an email to goldcoffeeforlife@gmail.com and get yours today.
Well, greetings. If you're just tuning in, wonderful. Welcome. You tuned into the Dr. Juul Balancing Program. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, and you're listening to this on TJN, the Juul Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on TJN. We talked about the children's program last week. We were so excited to offer that to the children of parents with balanced brains. It is exquisite. Well, it was a huge insight that allowed us to create this program. Why? If you look at the statistics, so many children have been captivated and are enslaved. They are working around the world in factories, farms, in households, because parents in many cultures sell their children because they cannot perceive how they can make a living otherwise. There is a market for children, for child labor. And then, again, we have children with this incredible potential, growing a brain, developing muscles, cells, all kinds of things that are just full of energy, and there are adults who are exploiting them. Well, one of the things that's going to really equalize the, as they say, the trade table for all humans is the nervous system. Whoever has the most developed and most integrated nervous system always wins. And it doesn't matter how old or how young the individual is. If that nervous system is fully integrated and aligned with the neurologic universal template, they will always be able to create their own reality. And so it's a wonderful thing to ensure that our children's nervous system is in alignment with the universal template of nervous tissue. And so how do we know there's a universal template? Well, we know for a fact that all nervous systems, from the single cell up to the multicellular organisms such as human beings, have a basic structure and composition and function. And what we've seen over thousands and thousands of years of evolution is how these simple organized cells known as the nervous system evolve to create a processing system of information that allows the organism to be able to interact and to interrelate to their environment in a way that allows them to thrive. So it's about thriving that's most important here, which is why you want to have a nervous system that is healthy, well integrated, and in alignment with the universal template of nervous systems so that you can thrive. And as we know, especially in the Western world, but now worldwide, there has been serious problems with the healthy growth of human tissue because of all of the different invaders that have entered into our environment. So many of them have been created by humanity itself, but also at this point in time, we're going through a 59,000-year changeover. And this changeover is bringing all types of new organisms and new responses to temperature and to air changes, to light changes, et cetera. So the cells of all living organisms on planet Earth are having to make a huge adjustment that normally does not occur except for every 59,000 years. So we know for a fact that in Western world, our children have been inundated with all types of chemicals, whether it's from the food, from the air, from the water sources, as well as having to deal with intense forms of the electromagnetic spectrum irradiated, or should I say radiant, from the sun. So what do we want to do? We want to make sure that the nervous system of our children is healthy, that the cells are wholesome, and that they are able to integrate and communicate with each other. And what is the founding tool that will allow that to happen? And that is exposure to proper geometry that allows all structures to take on their ideal shape, which then allows them to participate in activities that allows them to have ideal functionality to do what? To sustain and perpetuate life. That's what we talk about when we talk about thriving. So let me just give you a little information here. One is, I just want to remind you about the total composition of the Dr. Jewel 1000 program for children. Not only do we have a special geometric symbol that have been sized and properly placed for little developing brains to conceptualize so that the neurons of their brain can be influenced by this geometry to align themselves with the universal template of the nervous system, but also too, dietary guidelines have been included because it's very important to ensure that there are definitely certain chemicals that should be omitted from the food chain, from the water, and from the air while children are growing, because the brain is growing and developing. Also, too, because the skin is the most externalized aspect of our nervous system. Skin has to be handled in certain ways. Many mothers, et cetera, for hundreds of years were really not aware of this, and so therefore a lot of damage has been done to nervous systems because of the lack of information about what is healthy to apply to the external aspect of the brain, which is the skin, and which things should not be applied. And so we have guidelines not only for clothing, but also for cosmetics that should go on the skin. Now with all of the manufactured chemicals that have entered into the food chain, we have identified some very important substances, chemicals, that definitely should not come in contact with the child because they are hormone disruptors. And so therefore, a growing child is in the process of developing tissue that at a later date in the child's growth and development will become fully functional, and part of their function is to create hormones. And if these cells are inundated with chemicals that are disruptive to cellular growth and development, as well as to the byproducts that these cells eventually will produce, we're going to have individuals who are going to have many, many problems in their adolescence, not even to think about what would occur in adulthood. So, again, many parents are not aware of the dangers that lie all around them through clothing, through contaminated water, contaminated clothing, and contaminated food. So we've identified these substances for you. Now, lifestyle is also included in the child's balancing brain program because, again, many parents don't know the importance of a structured lifestyle for children. One of the most important things that should be part of the structure for rearing a child is sleeping hours. Many parents, they let the child go to bed 11, 12 o'clock at night or whenever the child falls asleep, not aware of the fact that this gland inside of the brain, known as the pineal gland, is very important to be honored so that full growth hormone production can occur so that all the cells can grow amply and appropriately relative to their function. And so, therefore, depending upon the age of the child, retiring that child into a what? Dark room is very important, starting as early as 7:30, 8 p.m. for very, very young children. And then finally, over time, by the time a child is reaching and moving into adolescence, unless it's special occasions, should always be in bed by 10, 10:30 at the latest. That's right, teenagers should literally be in bed by 10:30 at night because the brain is still growing. Depending upon the amount of melanin in the skin, hair, and in the nervous system, that timeline of going to bed by 10:30 can extend up until the age of 24 years old. We have found that children who are melanin recessive, because they have smaller amounts of melanin throughout the entire body, their brain develops and reaches its level of full potential not until age 24. We find that children who are heavily melanin dominated and that also live in areas with intense sunlight available to them, that their nervous system can literally complete its development by age 14 to 15 years old. So this is a big gap that occurs in your life of development based on melanin production as well as light exposure. So therefore, understanding what genes are prominent and present in your child, also you must know how to be able to nurture that organism, that child, so that it can be the best it can be, and the rates of growth and development are different depending upon melanin dominance or recessiveness in the child and times of exposure to sunlight. Will make a big difference. This research has been all done, but it hasn't been brought to the mainstream for us to make it a standard in our culture. And therefore, we have many people and many of our children that are suffering. Many of the children in high school are suffering from lack of rest and sleep because they're being exposed to extraordinary amounts of light from ambient sources, their iPads, their telephones, their PlayStations, as well as the fact that they are not going to bed at the proper time relative to the age of their nervous system. So we've also included this information. Very, very, very important. Making sure that the child has adequate mineral supplementation. Mineral supplementation is not talked about very much in the Western world. Of course, they talk about zinc, and they talk about iron, and they talk about calcium. But other than that, you don't hear much on very other important minerals that are necessary in child growth and development. So a good natural source of minerals and vitamins that have been encapsulated are very important in the diet, especially if you're relying on foods that primarily come from the local grocery stores, et cetera, as opposed from your own garden or locally grown farmers. You do want to supplement your diet. And, of course, again, 80% or more of the world population that's melanated does not tolerate dairy products that come from bovines or cows very well after the age of 5. And so that is significant. How are they going to get adequate amounts of calcium? Well, of course, green leafy vegetables, fresh and then prepared, as well as eating other sources of fiber, multiple vegetables and fruits, but also knowing how to utilize alternative sources as a beverage for calcium supplementation. Almonds are very high in calcium. And thank goodness, unlike when I was raising my children 20, 25 years ago, gee whiz, I had to make my beverages for my children from seeds, especially almond milk. And now you can go to the store. So you want to make sure that you get almond milk that is made from almonds that are not grown from genetically modified organisms or GMO. So now this is a real big debate that's still going on. And myself, I haven't been satisfied as far as my questions go about the long-term results of genetically modified organisms. Originally, the term used was hybrid. and hybridization is not a real big problem. We actually see that in humans. However, when we look at many of the hybrids, they do have distinct characteristics that, again, require certain modifications to occur in the environment so that they are not struggling with their capacity to live, which means that we don't want them in a survival mode. We want all life forms to be in a thriving mode. And many times hybridization brings about survival levels of existence as opposed to thriving. So we really want to look very carefully at GMO foods. One of my concerns is the fact that, boy, we know for a fact that we are still infants in genome technology. And so even though we say we've discovered a particular gene that does A and another that does B, is there really only one gene there? We now know, as we are able to see deeper and at a more microcosmic level, that genes are layered. And so there can be a gene at one level that has a particular characteristic. Underneath that gene, there is another gene that has a different characteristic, and it gets deeper and deeper. So therefore, the genes are stacked. And so to say that, oh, well, we've separated these genes out enough where we know that we only have one gene that we're transplanting into another organism, I'm not convinced that we have that level of technology available to us at this point. So I say that in many of these genetic insertion processes, that we're not inserting just one or two particular genes or allele. I'm saying that we're inserting clusters, that we're inserting multiple levels of genes that appear at specific sites on a chromosome. So does that mean that we can be inserting many, many genes that are yet, at this point, dormant, but in exceptional circumstances could literally become active? And so therefore, that means that we can create a, quote, hybrid that can begin to exhibit capabilities and qualities that we know nothing about. But what we'll have to do, though, is deal with the interactions and actions that those, what I call occult genes, can begin to mediate in our environment, and that we all would have to basically deal with this. So not until our capacity to genuinely isolate single genes and alleles with very, very well-defined qualities of expression should we even begin to think about that we can easily insert particular segments of genes or DNA into other organisms where they normally would not be active. Now, this goes into another level of genetics, which is very interesting. And that is to say that if the building blocks of genes that contain information in the form of a light hologram are universal to some extent, what is the extent where the genome becomes unique? And how important is that uniqueness relative to inserting it in an organism that we know would not necessarily have those qualities? For example, we know that plant DNA resides in the human genome, but does plant carry segments of the human genome? See, that's what's so interesting. Okay, we know there's a forward evolution in genetic information, but is there a retro de-evolution of information? And I don't see where anybody's really discussed that and identified that. So with that said, very, very interesting. We need to really look at what we're doing. So definitely GMO foods, we don't want those to be introduced into the children's diet because the children are just beginning to access certain segments of their DNA and the tissues are just beginning to experience how that information causes them to change and to act in a system, in an organ system, and in a huge biological system known as the physical body. So these are the recommendations and the things that come along with the children's balancing program so that the parent knows on all levels how to handle the child while that nervous system is developing and integrating. And we are so excited about that. Now, one more thing that's so important that I want us to understand about our children is a lot goes on in pregnancy. Pregnancy sets the tone for many, many things that we will have to live with and deal with throughout the entire life of our body. So therefore, it's very important that all of humanity, and especially the women, understand what a lifestyle should look like for them prior to conception. And so I just wanted to talk about some area that is very important, and it is called the neural plate. But before I go there, let our sponsor speak to you again, because we do want to make sure that we have time to talk about what happened at the Advanced Discipline Workshop last month. So be right back after this message, and then we're going to talk about the neural plate in a developing nervous system and throughout pregnancy. Be right back.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Greetings. If you're just tuning in, welcome. You've tuned in to the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is being brought to you on TJN, the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on TJN. If you want to know what we broadcast, please visit us at the website, www.thejewelnetwork.net, thejewelnetwork.com, and you'll be able to visit all of our archives. They have hundreds and hundreds of shows on all different subjects that are available for you on demand 24/7 for you to listen to at will. And we're excited about that. So visit us, www.thejewelnetwork.net, anytime to listen to any of our presentations on the sciences of life and living, anytime on demand. Now, I was talking about some important information that all humans should know about, but especially women, in regards to pregnancy and why paying attention to your thinking, your diet, and your environment is critical prior to conception and throughout the entire pregnancy. Now, there's a lot of things that happen once the fertilized egg, being fertilized by a healthy sperm, once that meeting occurs, the cells take on a whole new direction of evolution. It's incredible. And one of the first tissues that form is the neural plate. Now, the neural plate literally forms about 18 days after conception. 18 days after conception, the neural plate forms. And this is very important because it is from the neural plate. Not only are you going to develop all of the tissues of the body, but also those incredible tissues that regenerate all tissues of the body, we call totipotential cells, also come from the neural plate. Now, if you've heard what I said, that, by the way, should give you answers as to why. When a mother is drinking and she's pregnant, alcohol, when she's smoking and taking in high amounts of nicotine and diminishing her oxygen carrying capacity in the blood, if she's taking any type of medication for whatever reason, but especially if it's a psychotropic drug, crack, sedative, stimulant, phenobarbs, etc., those work directly on the nervous system. And so after 18 days, the nervous system forms. And if in her bloodstream she's got all of these different substances, a lack of oxygen, excessive sugar, drugs that work directly on nerve tissue, can you imagine the condition that the nervous system of this baby is going to be in after 9 months of influence of that type? So we're mostly concerned about how the baby's going to look. Is the baby going to have, you know, problems with its face structure or hands or feet or whatever? Most women, they don't even think about, you know, what's going to happen with the heart, okay, or what's going to go on with the lungs, let alone the nervous system. So even though the baby may appear to be normal physically, you know, we don't have problems with the left lip, or, you know, the gum structure seems to be okay, the eyes are placed in the proper place, we find later on, especially when the hormones begin to stimulate the nervous system, that we have a child that has some serious problems. And so, again, many of the things that have been happening in our society where we're having young children who are becoming quite violent, they are bullies, they're literally so angry and aggressive that they're using guns to bring harm to a lot of people. Did that really occur just recently in the child's life, or was this a predisposition set in place by the lifestyle, the diet of the mother? And because this information has not been really publicized on a standard basis for every woman, for every human to know about the importance of the sacred life that a pregnant woman must live to produce a body that is incredibly strong, that has a nervous system that is totally integrated and invincible, has not been publicized. And so many times, because the parents didn't know, and especially the mothers, the nervous system has already been traumatized prior to birth. But again, what I'm so excited about is the fact that it can be corrected. It's wonderful. Sacred geometry, not only does it allow matter to form in this dimension, but also sacred geometry can erase and correct deformed geometry, which is literally what we're talking about, a nervous system that's been damaged by chemicals, that's been damaged by lack of nutrients, whether it be oxygen or proper minerals and vitamins. The geometry has been distorted in that nervous system, and that geometry can be corrected. Now, why can it be corrected? Like I said, because there's a cell that forms that has unlimited potential. So let me just give it to you straight here. that the development of the neural plate signals an important change in the cells that compose it. Now, prior to the development of the neural plate, the cells that will eventually constitute the neural plate are total potential. So that is that they have the potential to develop into any kind of human cell. If they are transplanted to another part of the embryo, they will develop into the type of cell that is appropriate for their new location. So, as an example, hair, muscles, skin, or liver cells can develop depending upon the location of where these totipotential cells are placed. Now, we know for a fact that these totipotential cells have placement in multiple areas of the body. The key here is that most people don't know how to access these locations and stimulate those cells to replace aged, dying, or deformed tissue. Well, the formula is coming into place. Yay! And I am so excited about that. But the first thing we have to do is that we have to bring the nervous system into its proper universal structure and integration. And that's what's missing. So we have many people walking around with amputations, scars in the nervous system, which is why we have paraplegics, quadriplegics, et cetera. And my colleagues are studying on how we able to allow the nerves to reconnect, to reintegrate themselves, because they don't know how to control the fibroblasts. Because the fibroblasts were there for a reason, to save the rest of the spinal canal and its accompanying tissues. But then how do we allow the fibroblasts to transform themselves into neurologic tissue? Because guess what? They can do that, but not unless the nervous system has come to full development. And that is why we have a campaign that all human beings bring the nervous system to full development by exposure to sacred and proper geometry. It's amazing. It's wonderful. So, therefore, the children's program is a program that not only accelerates integration and development of the nervous system, but also will repair a damaged nervous system because of events that have occurred in pregnancy or early in the environment that the child as well as the parents may not have known about. This is why this program works so well on the adult system. Why? Because it corrects damage to our nervous system. And well, how do we know that? Well, we are a new program, and we are developing our capabilities to be able to substantiate that through MEEG, which is what we call micro electroencephalograms, as well as SPECT scans, PET scans, et cetera. We are working toward that, but right now we have subjective confirmation from our clients. They recognize that they have changed, that thinking has changed. They recognize that their intelligence has changed. Their response to their environment is quite different, as well as their emotional response to their environment is significantly different. And they recognize that it is permanent. It's amazing. And so we are very excited because 2014 offers us the capacity to now show that what has been described as incredible neuroplasticity, that the brain has literally changed its shape, its function, by the subjective testimonies of these individuals, we will be demonstrating this physically. And that is an exciting thing. Just remember that geometry is everything. And so by understanding what geometry does what and the methodology that one exposes oneself to the geometry, makes incredible change in the body. We do have cells in the body that can be transformed into any type of tissue, but most people's nervous system is not completely developed, and so to be able to communicate with cells of this nature, not been capable for most individuals. We have many that have done that, though. They have grown back their spinal cords, they've grown back digits of fingers, etc., because of what? First rule, a completely developed nervous system is necessary. And that means that you have to have access not only to the left or the right hemisphere of the brain, but both hemispheres. The corpus callosum has to be fully developed. And we're excited about that because that's what the basic program does. Now, we have multiple levels of the Dr. Biology program, but the basic level is what we're talking about here, and the children can complete that. So write us at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net for further information. Many of you, if you would like this for your children, we want you to have it, but you have to take the first step as guardian and balance your brain first. You'll be a different person. Incredible. You will just love yourself. But just like on the airplane, they ask you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before the child, and you have to ask for the same respect for self because you are responsible for the child. So therefore, your balanced brain is necessary, and then we'll balance the child. So without further ado, I'm going to have a station break real quick, and then my guest, who has done a wonderful thing, has completely balanced and locked her brain, that is her corpus callosum, is fully intact, and the neurons from the left and the right brain are communicative, attended our advanced discipline workshop last month, and she just wants to share a few things with what her experience was like in learning how to use a fully integrated and balanced brain. We'll be right back after this message, and then you'll hear me talking to a past participant, Ms. Sharon Cole, from the Advanced Discipline Workshop. Be right back.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart, by Dr. Jewel Pookrum, an incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Greetings.
Greetings, Dr. Jewel.
Hi. Thank you so much, Ms. Cole, for calling in. And for those of you who've been listening to the show, I said that we would have a wonderful guest who has completed the basic program and who also attended our advanced discipline workshop. And what does that mean? Well, we had an advanced discipline workshop for people who are just learning how to be able to use the brain in specific ways once it has been fully balanced and integrated. And then we had an advanced discipline workshop for individuals who have begun to use these disciplines and are coming back for the next level of teachings. And so, Sharon, you were part of our advanced discipline workshop. Is that right?
That's right. And
okay.
This was probably my third workshop with you, Dr. Jewel. And each time I learn so much more about myself, and it's just so exciting. I get to know myself on levels that I was not even aware of before. So balancing my brain has definitely opened my awareness, so I'm seeing so much more and able to mold my life in a way that that I see fitting. And it's given me the courage, you know, and the strength to do that. So attending the workshop and learning the disciplines is helping to integrate what I've learned in my brain into my body so that it actually helps me to actualize and manifest the life that I'm creating for myself.
Well, thank you so much, you know, for sharing, for coming on the show and sharing that with us. But, you know, one of the things that I think is so amazing about this journey and learning how to use a fully integrated biological computer known as the human brain and nervous system is the fact that it does incredible things when it comes in contact with the elements that we are dependent on for our life. And for an example, you know, we had a special discipline that we did with aligning ourselves, aligning our nervous system with water. Now, the brain is about 70% water, okay? We have to literally develop our body as well as the nervous system in water, but we never, ever think about how do we actually use this element in relationship to the nervous system once we've been born. And so there's a lot of, you know, misinformation about water and a lot of other things, but that simple discipline that we did with water, tell me, what was that experience for you? It was very simple, and, you know, just putting the external aspect of the nervous system in water and allowing those nerves in the skin to literally become aligned with its main constituents allowed you to do what?
Well, to actually become one with the water and to help cleanse and release things from my emotional body, things that I've been holding on to, into the water and just cleanse myself.
Well, okay, well, that was interesting. Okay, so you could really identify that once you were able to recognize that your nervous system now was aligned with the water, that you saw things come up in you emotionally that literally pass out through your awareness? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And just being able to, being on the island and being able to soak in the water, you know, because we learn, like you said, our body is mostly water, and to align with the water and to let that process of releasing occur by soaking in the water.
Okay. Well, yeah, that is an incredible element that most people still don't know how to use very well. And what I'm speaking about specifically definitely is water. And what I thought was so interesting about the fact is that the nervous system has to be created in water. And even this very moment, your nervous system and my nervous system is dependent upon the amount of water that's in the center of it and surrounding it for it to still function. And most people don't think about that. They don't think about the fact they have water in the center of their brain as well as around the entire brain and around the spinal canal. And so that nervous system is always aligned with water, and the most external aspect of it, the skin, loves to also be saturated in water. And I thought it was just very interesting that you put yourself in water, and then very soon after the skin is exposed to water, you don't even feel as though you're in water. Did you know
right.
that?
Right.
I thought it was, like, amazing. It's like, okay. So it's like, is that the fish brain that, you know, it's like a fish in water? You can't have much of a conversation with fish about water because they're always in it. So it's like, well, what are you talking about? What is water? I'm sure. And it's interesting that we can literally take on that same attitude, because once the nerves and the skin align themselves with that medium, it's like it doesn't exist. It's like it's always been there. Is that what you experience? I know I do. I think that's amazing.
Right. It's like almost becoming one with the water. You don't even feel the water anymore.
And that you would think would not be the case, but because the nerves are dependent upon moisture and being surrounded and saturated with it, it is very easy to do, which is why, you know, making that statement that you could see your thoughts literally pass out of the body or be absorbed by the water is quite accurate, because literally it's only the frequency, and as the nervous system the skin aligns itself with that frequency, it would actually pass out because water is what? It's a conductor. So that's okay. Really amazing. I thought it was great. Well, what do you think about just learning how to walk properly while you're using your computer? What do you think about that?
Oh, Ingram walking. I love the Ingram.
Yeah.
And doing it out in the full spectrum sunlight was quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
A test to our focus.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, integrating those I've always been into my muscles so that, you know, it becomes part of me every day. I'm really enjoying that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's really interesting that, you know, one, most people do not recognize that the capacity to walk and the amount of muscles that you're using, et cetera, that they can be literally programmed for bringing into your life and creating an electromagnetic field around the body that will literally magnetize to you what it is that you have programmed them to take action upon. Isn't that interesting?
Right. So when we realize that we can magnetize with this mainframe computer and that we do have to be aware of our thoughts because we're putting out and we're attracting to ourselves at all times.
Well, and, you know, just one more thing before you go, which I think is important, is that, Sharon, I think that you should share with us, if you will, what you used to do, what your career was, huh?
Well, I was a nurse for 25 years, working in the medical system at the bedside, and not very satisfied with what I was doing, you know, because I felt that I wasn't working to my full potential and helping people the way that I want to. So I'm working towards that now, and I can see clearly that I had to leave that to step into the role that I'm stepping into, and I'm very happy and excited about it.
But one of the things I think that's so important here, Sharon, is that not only were you just what most people think of as a nurse, but you were a highly technical nurse that used a lot of high-tech equipment to support individuals in sustaining their life. And anybody that knows anything about nursing, we know that there's different stratifications of nursing, obviously, just like everything else. But the nurses that have the capacity to work with respirators and heart-lung machines and kidney machines and all of these different things, which is what you did, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And that requires an attitude where you have to be specific and detailed and precise because these machines, not only can they help, but they also can do a lot of damage. Is that correct?
That's correct, Dr. Jewel.
And so I'm bringing this out because I want our listeners to understand that, you know, this is a person who for 25 years had to deal with precision, and they had to basically pay attention, and they had to focus, and they had to learn how to use machines that definitely were very different from the human body, but still, through focus, could support life. Now, the key here is that we're finding out that a lot of these machines are mimicking latent capacities that humans already have. But if the individual doesn't know that about themselves, et cetera, and they put themselves in a critical state, the machine gives them the opportunity that if they're smart, they could reconsider how they live their life and make the changes, which is one of the things that you were able to do. Is that right?
That's right.
So, you know, so this is a person who has a critical mind, who has a critical brain that has definitely worked with finite instrumentation, et cetera, that is telling you that geometry allowed her to really change her nervous system, which is why she has a whole different attitude about life. Is that correct?
That is correct. And after working in that field and seeing what I saw for 25 years, you know, I realized that that is not promoting human life. That's basically prolonging the disease called death. And
okay.
I want to promote life.
Okay. Well, you know, you've brought up at least five or six different subjects that very important that need to be discussed, and I hope that we can have you back on the show with your opinions on many of these present states that we accept as part of our society from a balanced brain perspective, which is what you've done, so that the observations that you have made through the use of a fully integrated nervous system can now be used as directives that can help us put these different technologies in their proper place in utilization. Because, again, you know, what I've discovered, Sharon, is, you know, coming from a background highly technical like yourself, is that my brain, as it has grown and integrated, allows me to see that the individual, relative to the growth and development of their nervous system, requires some of these things where others do not. And this is a whole different measurement of how to be able to look at individuals to discern what would be the best support system for them relative to the development of their nervous system. And I would have never, ever thought about that if I hadn't balanced my brain. I wouldn't have even been able to decipher that that would have been necessary. So I kind of remind myself of the doctor in Star Trek, where one of the inmates on the ship was knocked unconscious and had a subdural hematoma, and the ambulance picked him up off the street, and they made the diagnosis in the hospital, and they were getting ready to do a craniotomy, which is, as you know, how they would open the skull and go in and remove the blood clot off the brain to try to prevent swelling and that kind of thing. And so the Star Trek doctor was able to get to him in time, and he was just so disgusted with the fact that for this type of injury, you would actually jeopardize opening up the skull and exposing this biological computer to all of these variables. How primitive. And when he said that, obviously being a surgeon, I was like, wow, you know, I want to learn this kind of medicine. And, you know, now we're beginning to encroach upon the fact that, you know, we can use different wavelengths of light to be able to displace matter and to totally change its chemistry, et cetera. Now we're learning where that kind of treatment can be literally looked at as very archaic. But guess what? We know that one thing that he had a far more integrated brain than the humans that he had run into contact with in the hospital. Is that not right?
Right, right.
And so, you know, so that's where you are, and that's why I'm so excited about the contributions that you're going to be making to nursing in a very, very different way because of the growth and development and the integration you've done with your brain. So, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and just sharing with